I call you to the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. I call your attention to Hosea chapter 1. Hosea is not necessarily a very easy book to read. When you read it, it's not so much that it's not easy. What it is that Hosea, some of the imagery in it is not very easy to understand. Well, what are they talking about here? And I'm not going to go into it that much. I want to make some general comments, though, about what God expects. So in Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, Hosea chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1, and some of these names in here I'm going to be pronouncing, you may or may not think that they sound right. It says, the word of the Lord. Now, this is Hosea chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived, and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Loruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horse, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Loruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, call his name Lo-Ammi, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Hosea chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Hosea chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Father God, in Jesus' name, Thank you for this day and for the activities of this day, for the experiences of this day, for the fellowships of this day, for the testimonies of this day, for the help you've given us, Lord, through other people. Thank you for people who have gentle spirits and the love of God in their hearts. I thank and I bless your name. And Father God, now in Jesus' name, bless now this to your great glory and cause it down to the good of others, to our good. I bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us return now to Hosea and read Hosea chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 1. Say ye unto your brethren, Am I? And to your sisters, Ruhama, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For your mother has played the harlot. She that conceived them has done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband. For then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbath, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she has said, These are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers, and forget me, says the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. And I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God. Hosea chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. Hosea chapter 3, Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for an omer of barley, and an half omer of barley. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days, thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Verse says 1 through 5 of Hosea chapter 3. Now Hosea chapter 4, beginning reading at verse 1. Hear ye the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat, and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declare it unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal. neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound up her in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 19. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 19. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word. And now, Father God, preach it through your Holy Spirit, even through your servant here, to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For a short while, my friends, let's worship together using the topic, No Fish in the Sea. No Fish in the Sea. Hosea is a book about infidelity. Israel is seen as the bride of Almighty God, seen as the wife of Almighty God, the wife to whom God Himself has married, who God Himself has entered into covenant with. Covenantal marriage. Israel said that they would follow God, that He would be their God and they would be His people. And now God wants to show them how unfaithful they've been, how adulterous they've been, how like an adulterous wife, they have gone away from the husband. They have become, in His words, whores, whoredom. And so He calls Hosea and says, go and marry a woman of whoredom. And He does that. And God uses this to plead with His people and tell them what they've done. And He tells them in so many words that they have been horrible. He says there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God among you. Imagine a people, a tribe, a country, a community, a city, a state in which there's no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God. Those people are perishing, particularly for lack of knowledge of God. They're serving other gods. God says they're lying, they're swearing, they're killing, they're stealing, they're committing adultery. And He says, on the one hand, that He's not going to hear them. He says, on the other hand, that He's going to punish them. He says, I'm going to take this away from you and that away from you. In other words, God says, I'm going to make you suffer and suffer and suffer. That's how God brings us sometimes to an awareness of our sins. He causes us to suffer and suffer and suffer until we have no one to whom we can turn but God Himself. What does God have to do, my friend, to get your attention? What does God, does He have to make you suffer? Does God have to make you suffer and suffer and suffer until you have no one to turn to except Him? He has done that for many, many peoples, and He will do it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And He may be doing it for your country. He may have to do it for your country. He may have to do it for my country. Not only take away the food, the wine, the bread, the corn, the wheat, the meat, He may even have to take the fish out of the sea. That's what it says here in Hosea chapter 4, verse 3. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. No fish in the sea. What happens? We get too proud. We think that we can't lose. We think that we are strong. We think that we can get whatever we want. We think that we can do whatever we want. And when you decide that you do not know God, you're at the point where God may decide to take the fish out of your sea. Not just the corn out of your land, not just the wheat, not just the meat and the eggs, not just the lambs, but God can decide to take the fish out of your sea. You think, well, over there, that's the sea. What does that have to do with me? But God owns the sea. God owns it all. And sometimes God will dry it up so that you will languish. There are people who have languished and wished for death because they had defied the living God. There was no knowledge of God in the land. Listen to Hosea chapter 4. Listen, as a matter of fact, it starts out with, hear the word of the Lord. This is to you, my friend, whatever country you're in. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. And if your country needs to repent, you need to go ahead and do it. Because Almighty God can take the fish out of your sea. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, beginning reading at verse 1. Hear ye the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat, and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declare it unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye until, verse 15 now, though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound up her in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 19. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 19. Your country, your city, your town, your community, your street, your country, your state, your city, your town, your country areas, your community, your street, is there knowledge of God in them all? For wherever there is no knowledge of God, there's going to be no truth, no mercy. There will be swearing, lying, killing, stealing, committing adultery. And the economies won't be good normally. Too much high prices, too high rents, too high transportation costs, insurance crises, whether health insurance or property insurance, people having to work 2 and 3 jobs just to survive, having to work like slaves, citizens in the countries that your country gives money to will be living better than citizens in your own country. Because when there is no knowledge of God, there will be no truth in your government. There will be no mercy. There will be swearing, lying, killing, stealing, committing adultery. The Bible says it. Some countries are trying to push God out. Some countries have pushed God out. And some countries don't want to let God back in. But the Bible says, sometimes God will take the fish out of your sea. The fish out of the sea. No fish in the sea. Why? Because there's no knowledge of God in the place. There's no truth, no mercy. There's swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. Why do they want birth control? Primarily because they want to commit fornication, not being married. Why do they want abortion? Primarily because they want to kill babies in the womb. There is no truth. no mercy, no knowledge of God. They serve other gods, the gods of humanism, the gods of issue a right, the gods of you can do what you want to do. There's no business what you do. Stay out of my business. The God of what God is there that I should honor? In other words, they deny the living God. I've heard them say, what does God have to do with this? And some of them will not repent. And as a result, God might decide. As a result, God might decide to take the fish out of the sea. No fish in 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 the sea. Why? Because God is mean? No. Not because God is mean, but because you are sinful. You're unrighteous. There is no truth in you, no mercy in you, no knowledge of God in you. There's swearing in you, there's lying in you, there's killing in you, there's stealing, there's committing adultery in you. And God in his love is trying to get your attention and bring you back to him. And therefore, you might find that there is no fish in your sea. Let us pray, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help him to understand. Help her to understand. Help him to repent. Help her to repent. Help them to understand. Help them to repent to your glory and to their good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Once you are saved, my friend, and you know you're saved, contact a Christian minister and a ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.